This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. More than a month after the election, San Diego finally knows who's going to serve the next term for mayor. It's the same person who served the last term, but what a struggle to get here. And there still could be a legal challenge before the city council certifies the results later today. From member station KPBS, Russell Lewis reports.
San Diego Mayor Dick Murphy has called a special meeting of the city council this afternoon at 2 o'clock. He says the courts have now cleared the way for him to begin to serve another term in the nation's seventh largest city. So Murphy will ask his colleagues to certify the election results.
And if all goes according to plan, I expect to be sworn in immediately thereafter right here in these chambers. So it's been a long journey, but we're getting closer to the finish line.
What had been a predictable race between the same two men who ran for the office 4 years ago took a turn when Maverick City Councilwoman Donna Fry entered the race 5 weeks before Election Day. The surf shop co-owner ran as a write-in candidate. Many considered her a long shot, but she stunned everyone when election night ended and the write-in tallies showed her ahead. As poll workers began to hand-verify each ballot, her lead shrank, and Mayor Murphy eked out a 2,100-vote victory. An unknown number of voters wrote in Donna Fry's name, but didn't fill in the corresponding bubble, so their ballots weren't counted. Fry says that's as many as 5,000 votes, but that can't be verified.
Democracy isn't so much about the voting as it is about the counting. So yeah, I get tired and I get frustrated about a lot of things, but it doesn't stop me from continuing on the same path and taking action.
Fry says she hasn't ruled out a recount or other legal action. Several other lawsuits also clouded the outcome. One by the League of Women Voters tried to force the registrar to count all write-in ballots for Fry. Another, filed by one of her opponent's supporters, wanted to throw out the results and order a new election without Fry. None have been successful. Yesterday, a state appeals court ordered the election results to be certified with Murphy as the victor. Mayor Murphy is a former Superior Court judge and said he knew the legal system would prevail.
This is another defeat for the obstructionists who have attempted to frustrate the will of the voters.
The mayor's race has captivated the city for the last month. Reporters from around the world have parachuted into the seaside community to document the turmoil. Carl Luna is a political scientist at San Diego's Mesa College. He says there are lessons to be learned from this city's disputed election.
In the United States of the 21st century, it's hard to hold elections that actually produce legitimate outcomes, and that's a negative sign. You want elections to actually show there's a clear winner, and we better reform our electoral systems so we can start doing that.
There will be at least one vote against today's certification of Dick Murphy, and that's his council colleague Donna Fry. She said she can't support his election because not all of the votes were counted. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.